in Senla, and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Angela Clayton Murray coming to you with your inspirational domain quote for today. Today's quote will be dealing with miracles, and we are in a day and a time where we need a miracle. We have a virus that has come and swept through our land called the COVID-19, and it has taken many of our loved ones out of here. It has affected our school system. It has affected our jobs. It has affected our homes, our finances. Businesses have had to close down. It has affected our health. It has done a number on our community and our nation, and we need a miracle. I'm reminded of John chapter 2, 1 and 11, where Jesus turned the water into wine. He was at a wedding, and they ran out of wine, and they needed a miracle. And this was Jesus' first miracle that he had performed. My grandfather, the late Pastor Freeman Young Sr., he spoke on this passage one night, and what he said to us was, the message is plain and simple, and we also must keep the message plain and simple. And what I got out of that was, when everything else has failed us, we can always look to Jesus. So when you find yourself in a place where you don't have hope, don't know the outcome of a certain situation, such as this pandemic, remember, God can turn any situation around just as he turned the water into wine. He saved the best for last. So let's keep hope alive. You can get my 31 devotional, Uncover Your Identity, and t-shirts at inspirationaldomain.com. If you would like to sow a seed into my broadcast, Cash App me at Angela ID or PayPal me at A. Murray ID. Stay tuned for more Inspirational Domain Moments with Angela Clayton Murray at KAYTKQJOFM. Thank you and have a blessed day. God is love.
I sought the Lord. He heard my cry. He delivered me. Now safe am I. Trouble, the midnight of time, oh, to God's unchanging hand, keeping one thought in mind, in the morning,
in the morning,
everything will be alright, in the on him. And in the morning.
to pump in.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
KAYT-KQJOFM.
Signs showing the rapture of the church is near. The power of the tithe and the seven blessings of the tithe. The new book by John Hoffman sheds new light on ancient Bible prophecies. This book may revolutionize how you see God's church. Part 1 tells us that we must make the rapture. many Christians in the church may still be living apart from God. Part 2 explains how to live in a whatsoever prosperous zone and walk in our inheritance God promised us in these last days by honoring the tithe. The Holy Spirit speaks through your man or woman of God. We're to take instruction and correction. We're never too old. Christian Faith Publishing presents John Hoffman's Signs Showing the Rapture of the Church is Near. Available at Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and Amazon. The video trailer is also on YouTube. John Hoffman is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Louisiana, the coronavirus pandemic is a very serious matter. If you or a loved one have high blood pressure, on dialysis, has diabetes, or any autoimmune deficiency, you are very at risk. But it's important to remember no one is immune to the coronavirus. That's why we're asking everyone to get serious, Louisiana. We know it's tough, but there are activities and things you can do other than gathering in large groups. Heed the warning and learn more by going to coronavirus.la.gov. It's time to get serious, Louisiana. Use your head and stop the spread.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know my other side. Let you down so many times. Sin freshly crucified. Thought that I had a plan. I had it all figured out. But the more that you try
sing it, come on. Down was not like
mistake it has. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna please you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over.
Lord, make me whole.
Except the man before. Tell me how to deal with I want to invite you to check out the Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp. Right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Do you know 20 people?
Sure, I know 20 people. Why do you ask?
If you have at least 20 contacts for people in your phone, then you can take a part of the 2020 challenge.
What's the 2020 challenge?
Send a text message from your phone to 20 people in your contacts and ask if they are registered to vote. If people reply that they are not registered to vote, tell them it's easy to do on their local Secretary of State website.
What if they are already registered to vote?
If they are registered to vote, challenge them to the 2020 challenge by forwarding your message to 20 people in their contacts.
What if people say they aren't interested in voting?
Acknowledge that voting isn't the only way that we can make a change, but there are people spending a lot of money to stop people like us from voting because they know our votes can put an end to some of this foolishness happening in the country right now.
For more information, 404-548-8294.
The Black Belt Radio Project and Crescent City Media Group are proud sponsors of this PSA and KAYTKQJO.
KAYTKQJO.
Oh, operator, long distance, I need Jesus on my line. Operator, God Almighty, long distance, I need Jesus on my line. Stand together, operator, God Almighty, long distance, I need Jesus on my line.
Monroe, 98.9. Believe I can hold on and be strong.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's MiniMax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of MiniMax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.
Yeah. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything. Of
your majesty, so glorious. Oh, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face something.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Nah, start from the time, yo.